All right, a couple of things that a Biden White House is going to need: tennis balls and squeaky toys. Part of the Biden campaign's platform was, quote, "Let's put dogs back in the White House." And while we do not take political positions on this show, I think it's fair to say that as two dog owners, Elsa, you and I can endorse that particular message.
Absolutely. President-elect Joe Biden and Dr. Jill Biden have two German shepherds, Champ and Major Biden. There are already a couple of very popular Twitter accounts that claim to be in their names.
How great that animals are also becoming influencers.
That is Andrew Hager reacting to the news of the Biden dogs on Twitter. He is the historian in residence at the Presidential Pet Museum, and he does regret that there has been a four-year gap in executive mansion critters.
President Trump does not have any pets. I mean, he's the first president in over 100 years without a dog.
Hager has a favorite presidential pet.
Rebecca the raccoon, who lived with the Coolidges. She was given to them as a prospective Thanksgiving dinner, and they decided not to eat her.
Very considerate of them. Well, Major Biden has the additional distinction of being the first shelter dog in the White House, though one of President Lyndon Johnson's dogs made its way to him after being found at a gas station.
Now, Champ Biden is used to media exposure. In 2015, he made sure to grab the microphone when then Vice President Biden was on 60 Minutes.
Well, where's the golf cart? Well, go get the golf cart.
Champ did not indicate if he has a golf ball preference.